Hey everybody, welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob.
And we're still talking about The Acolyte, revisiting it, trying to find some good in it, doing our little commentary tracks. So we're going to do episode 3, Destiny. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, play, and Jacob's going to hit play, and we're going to watch the episode and talk about it. So, 3, 2, 1, play. I think this is one of the longest episodes of this show.
Yeah.
It's like 40, almost 40 minutes.
38 minutes and like, what, 15 seconds? Something like that.
So the last episode ended with them, with the Wookiee, like them finding the Wookiee. And so this episode, I think I said it last time, it is so disappointing to end with the like, oh shit, we're going to see a Wookiee Jedi. And then you don't see a Wookiee Jedi.
Yeah.
So, because this episode opens and it's almost entirely flashback. It's all flashback, I think.
Yeah. I think the majority of it is.
It's all about them as kids growing up on Bendek, Bardek, whatever the name of that planet is. So, maybe Brendok. Maybe my least. I don't know if the least favorite is right. This is where the show, I think, started to really, really lose me.
That tree is pretty cool, though.
There's some really good scenery in this show, in this episode. And when you can watch an episode of a show and be like, the scenery is really good, I think that's a problem.
Yeah.
I think it's important to have good scenery, but when the only thing you're like, the scenery is really good, that's a problem. I do think that this is a really good digital effect. And also, you know, showing her being cruel to animals is, I guess speaks volumes.
Precursor.
Yeah. yeah. Let's see, there she goes. The Bunta tree is so beautiful.
And that's the poison they used, right? Is Bunta poison?
I think so. Do you think Bunta has anything to do with Bunta Eve?
Is it kind of like opium? It's obviously a drug. Or poison.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, that they're gangsters. The Hutts are gangsters. So, maybe, and, a lot of drugs are derived from, like, things that absolutely will kill you if you take too much of it. That would be an interesting exploration.
Mm-hmm.
So this little song and like spin around thing, I get it. And it's like you grew up with a sister. I grew up with sisters. It's the kind of thing that they would do. It doesn't ever make it any less goofy when you see somebody doing it in a movie.
Yeah.
It's worse when it's in a Star Wars show.
Yeah, and this crazy lady.
One of their mothers.
She got trust issues.
Yeah. They all have trust issues. And maybe it's warranted, I guess, considering what happens. But so what do you think about the witches? Like is do you think it's just like a precursor to the Dathomir stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I mean, that's the way I felt. Like I saw some online chatter about like them the way they were introduced and who they are, where they come. I'm like, guys, George did this in the Clone Wars. I don't know what you like the witches in Star Wars go back to the Ewok movies. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, they've been there since the 80s.
Well, and see, like, that's the thing. You get the feeling that the Jedi, I don't want to say hunting them, but they kind of, I think, allude to, like, they're in hiding because of the way that they use the nature, I guess, of the Force, because they don't call it the Force, right?
Yeah, they call it something else.
I can't remember. But she's talking, she does say it's the Force, but they use it differently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we know that the Night Sisters are pretty powerful.
I mean, we see it in Ahsoka.
Yeah. And they're from the different galaxy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are a different galaxy. But we don't find that out until Ahsoka. So, yeah, it's... That's the thing that... Like, I don't really care for the... I never cared for the Night Sister arc or whatever.
Me either.
But it would be interesting to know... To me, like, the Force is always weird, and it's kind of compared to, like, in real life, like, God or whatever, but it's weird to me that there's this Force that surrounds them and binds all this stuff, but it allows itself to be used for pure evil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying these people are evil, but right. They're using it for unnatural things.
I mean,
benefits, I guess.
Spoilers for later in the show, but the big thing is they use it to create, not necessarily to create life, but to split life. We can talk about it when we get to that episode, how they're, quote, twins. And then, like, there's the weird rituals around it, and I get that they're not down with what the Jedi do, but, like, also, and neither am I. Like, I think we talk a lot about, like, where the Jedi went wrong in some of their stuff. But, like, what they do, the little ritual thing we see, like, it's not any less weird and putting children in danger, you know?
Yeah.
So this is, her name's Jodie Turner-Smith, right? Yeah, Jodie Turner-Smith. I think she's fine. I really like her as an actress. She's great in Black Panther as one of the Dora Milaje.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what her character's name is. And she's been in like a bunch of other stuff. She's in this show on Apple Plus called Bad Monkey that she's really, really good in. She is in Black Panther, right? Am I wrong?
Don't catch me lying.
Well, I know I sound like a racist jerk. I swear she's in Black Panther as one of the Dora Milaje. I'm wrong. And now I'm going to sound like one of those people because I guess I'm confusing her with the lady from... Walking Dead.
Oh, Michonne?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely not her. I don't know her real name.
Me either. So, I swear.
Too bad Elizabeth isn't here. She would know.
Yeah. What else have I seen? I've seen her in something else, I thought.
Yeah, I liked her. It would be kind of cool if they did like a live action. Dang, what's her name? What's the Night Sister's name? Mother Towson.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome.
If she played her, I mean, obviously she would look different because she'd have a ton of makeup and stuff on, but that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess now I feel really, really bad about that. I should go bleep that out. I can't cut it out because then it just cuts out part of the episode. I mean, just ignore me.
No one listens anyways.
Yeah. I would have bet money that she was one of the Dora Milaje. Because, like, she's pretty badass.
Yeah.
So, like, anyway, I thought it was interesting that they all have a different look. Because, like, the Night Sisters, when we first meet them,
they all look the same, yeah.
Yeah, they're, like, of Darth Maul's race, kind of.
Dothmerian?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. I can't remember. Like, the one lady, the other mom.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like that, yeah. Which makes me wonder if, like, not her specifically, but, like, maybe she comes from a branch that, like, branched out from that.
Yeah.
And, like, got away from the... Because, like, the Night Sisters are definitely using, like, evil, like, magic / the Force for evil purposes.
Yeah.
This seems more like, oh, we're trying to, like, stay in touch with each other and the Earth and the, you know...
They look peaceful.
Yeah. So, like, they know the Jedi are there, and they're just not interacting with them.
Okay. So, there's a guy, he's been on one of our podcasts before, I think Game of Thrones, with Ryan and my sister. But his name's Aaron. We've been talking. He was supposed to come on tonight, but they went to go see Captain America. Is that what it's called? What is it called?
Brave New World. Captain America, Brave New World.
Okay. But anyways, we were kind of talking. Dang, where was I going with this? I just completely lost my train of thought. Man, I'm getting old.
Welcome to the party. How many times did, like, while you try to regain your thought, how many times did they give us that damn establishing shot of this fortress thing?
Yeah.
I swear to God, it was like 15 times in this episode.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. We know what it is. You don't have to keep showing it.
Okay, so we don't have... The only thing we have about Darth Plagueis in this show is the little, 5-second view of him?
At the end, yeah.
But it's not even confirmed that that's him, right?
Nope. Yeah, not confirmed.
We're assuming that it's him.
Mm-hmm.
So, what... Okay, so they supposedly created Mei and Osha.
Yes.
But what if it's actually him?
Working through them? Kind of the way the Palpatine might be responsible for Anakin.
But what if...
Through the Force?
Yeah, what if Anakin is actually from Plagueis and not Palpatine? Because we don't have that confirmed either, that it's Palpatine, right?
There's something in a comic that's supposed to be canon that more or less confirms it, but nothing, like, completely concrete.
Yeah. But we were thinking, and I'm trying to remember the Night Sisters, because I know they do something where they create
Yeah.
Don't they create Savage?
Either create him or bring him back to life. I can't remember which.
Either. Yeah. But anyways, there's some kind of manipulation of life here. And we know that Plagueis figured out how to, according to Palpatine's story, how to save the ones, whatever he loved, from death, or save himself from death. So, you know, it has to be an experiment. So, you know, these would be the perfect people to use that on.
Yeah.
But we were just kind of wondering, you know, I mean, it makes sense if it would tie it all together, and why Osha and May would be an important story to share. But I mean, all this stuff though is weird.
Yeah, I don't.
It kind of just takes away from it, but.
I agree. I just doesn't really work for me, and maybe I don't know. And like I said, it's not a witchy thing, or like, because we've seen that stuff in Star Wars, and like I don't know. This feels a little too.
But what is she actually doing right here?
I don't know, man.
I mean, she puts that mark on her, but, like, what does that do for her?
Like, we get no explanation about what it's called the Ascension?
Yeah.
What the Ascension is? Like, why it's important, what it does? She
looks terrified.
Yeah. I think these two little girls... Because I'm assuming they used twin girls and didn't do what they did for the older actress. Maybe I'm wrong, but I should have looked that up. But I think they're better actresses. If it's the same actress, she's definitely a better actress than the one that plays the grown-up Osha and what's her name?
Which, I mean, I kind of like her, too.
Yeah, but, I don't hate her. It's just that I think the kids do a really, really good job.
Yeah, I think we talked about that last episode, how it's really just the writing.
It's the dialogue is absolutely atrocious. Doesn't make... Leah and Lauren Brady. Little May and Little Osha. The dialogue is just atrocious. There are story beats that don't make any sense. We finally get to see a Wookiee Jedi.
So he's a Jedi. He's a Jedi Knight right here. He's the only Padawan, right?
Yeah.
I forgot his name. But Sol is a Jedi Knight, and she's a Jedi Master.
Torben,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, this is what I don't get. Like... Oh, they're saying that the planet is uninhabited?
Yeah. So, this also, like, this feels a little Star Trek-y, man. Like, we thought the planet was uninhabited. I don't know how that's true. Because...
There's a freaking castle.
Yeah. First of all, that you, like, when you got into the atmosphere, you couldn't see there must be people here. Oh.
It's not part of the Republic.
Yeah.
And who cares if they have children?
The Republic says that they're allowed to test. Like, this is definitely where it feels like... It's like, I want to make some real-world comparisons here that... I don't want to get into too much of it, but here we, like, the Jedi are allowing children to make choices that they don't understand.
Now, yeah, the only pushback I would kind of have, not put, it's not even pushback, but where this is where it gets, it's like we're leaving out the force right here.
Yeah.
Like everything about this is leaving out the force.
Cause it feels like some kind of like we have, like you're just stuck, they're stuck on we have the right to talk to these kids, to test them for abilities.
Yeah.
Like, never mind, like, the actual force of it all. Yeah.
That marking wasn't on her head. So what? She's got a new tattoo. Like, or, you know, Hudson has a Darth Vader on his arm right now because it's a temporary tattoo. Like, it just, it's so weird. And why would he show her his lightsaber? Like, she's going to even know what that is.
Yeah.
So, ooh, a piece of metal tubing.
Yeah.
Oh, I let mean, me hold it.
And you know what would have been great if she'd have just cut his head off? Would have changed the entire show.
Oh, he has a child safety on.
Oh.
But yeah, like, it just feels. And then this guy. Like, what kind of power is this?
Yeah.
It just feels off to me.
Yeah. It feels like it was written by people who don't understand Star Wars. Mm-hmm.
It's borderline Halo by Paramount.
Yeah.
At least they're dressed for it. Like,
and I understand like what you're trying to do. Like you're playing both sides kind of against each other. Like, they think the Jedi are evil. The Jedi think they're evil. They think the Jedi are going to endanger their kids. Spoiler alert, they are. And the Jedi think that they're endangering the kids by leaving them there.
Yeah.
I get what you're trying to do. The problem is absolutely none of it works. Not a single second of it works.
That's what I was going to say. Like, taking kids, force sensitive kids... yeah, it's weird because either you trust in the force or you don't.
Right.
Like, if you trust in the force, you have to trust that the force will, I don't want to say make the kids choose to go with you, but there will be a understanding, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to be more mature, maybe not mature, but their decision, I think, would be, that's always the way I've seen it, like, it would be more easier for the kids to make that decision.
Yeah.
Because the Force is willing it. Like, they're like, oh yeah, you're a Jedi, you need to, or you're Force sensitive, you need to train.
Yeah.
For the good of the galaxy.
And I'm not wrong. They're not any older or younger, I mean, than Anakin.
Oh, they're definitely older. Gotta
be. So, why? I know this is the Old Republic, but, like,
it ain't that Old Republic. Like,
yeah, like, why are you taking kids of that age? Is it just because you think they're in danger if you leave them there? Like, that's...
Yeah, now see, that would... And that, too, like, that's one of the problems I have with this show is the... where it takes place in the timeline. Like, if this was 300 years before, then okay, but it's just, like, 100 years is nothing. Like, it just... I feel like the show would have worked better if it was early in the Republic or... early in the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
Or if the Jedi Order was established, let's just say 1,000 years ago, before Yoda, before...
Yeah, if this was set further back, I think you have a point there. If you set this so far back, that it those things are barely concepts, it's a little easier to swallow.
Yeah.
But we're still in like the 1,000 years, like we're well on the end of the 1,000 years of peace that the Jedi brought to, like, this is the last 100 years, which is a lot, but when you're talking about 10 times that amount, it's like, okay, we're at the end, you know. They say at the beginning how long before the fall of the Republic, don't they? I forget how long it is.
I think it, yeah.
But either way, like, it's towards the end. It's way more towards the end than the beginning.
Yeah.
So
the sun is setting.
So, yeah, like, all those things would have already been in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, there's the Wookiee Jedi again, who has done nothing. Don't tell me you're
bike.
Don't tell me there's going to be a dragon and then don't have the dragon do anything. So frustrating.
And I don't really understand why the witches would, if this planet is not under jurisdiction of the Republic, I'd be like, no, you're not taking our kids.
No, yeah. But, like, also, they don't have a lot of weapons, really, at their disposal. It's very basic.
Yeah, but she just melted this dude's mind. I know he's a Padawan, but still.
Yeah. I get why you get a younger dude and then age him up for what you need towards the... But, oh my god, it's so bad. It's so and bad. And the beard. Man. Yeah, it is so bad. You cast a 16-year-old and then also, have to age him up to be freaking 30-something.
Yeah, also, he that happens to him, and there's no train or no counseling from them saying, hey, are you okay? Yeah. You good? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I do think the age down on him is pretty good though.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it's makeup. Some of it's digital, but I think a lot of it's makeup.
I did like this scene though, like where she's saying the wrong thing and he's like, good, and she's like, wait, that was wrong. That was pretty clever.
Yeah, it was. I don't know, man. Like, this episode has very little redeeming quality for the Jedi. I don't know that it does the witches much favor either, but I think you just kind of wind up feeling sorry for the kids.
Yeah, there he said he was 4 and he knew he was different than his family.
Yeah.
But still, 4 is like...
They're not 4. Yeah. They're in their, like, they're tweens at least, if not 13.
Yeah.
So.
I was thinking 9 or 10. Maybe 11.
Yeah. How old is Anakin?
How old was he?
7 or 8? I don't know. 10?
10 at the most.
Going back to what I was saying earlier, like, this is the Jedi. I don't agree with taking young children, like 4-year-olds either, but taking a 4-year-old to train, like, they can't make the choice either, but their parents would make the choice for them.
Yeah.
Allowing kids this age to make a choice that they do not understand.
Yeah, and it's strange because of the years of peace, so you're not taking them to train to be, even though they are training to be, look, like,
It's another establishing shot of this fortress. Oh my god. Sorry.
Like the ultimate warrior, because, you know, if you train a kid from all he ever knows to fight, you know, he's going to be better than someone that learns in their 20s or, you know, whatever. But, yeah.
It's what they warned against taking Anakin.
Yeah.
Like, he's too old. He's
he has too many attachments.
Yeah.
So that's why they, I always thought that's why they took him so young, is so they wouldn't have those attachments.
Right. Right, because you don't, like, the Jedi becomes your family, becomes what you know, what you live, what you breathe, what you, like, ripping a child from, who has, like, is cognizant of the people in their life, like, has established memories and relationships, it's terrible. Like, no matter the fact that she wants to do it, that Anakin wanted to do it, like, it's still terrible, man.
Yeah. I did like what she was saying here. Because yeah. She's not entirely against her going. She doesn't want her to.
Yeah.
But that's... It's just confusing because they were all like, the Jedi hate us. Oh, we can let one of our kids go be a Jedi and then come back and kill us.
Yeah.
Not that the Jedi want to kill them, but they definitely probably want to regulate their practices.
I don't even know what I want, and I'm 45 years old. You know what I mean? Like, and I know that, like, that can come off as, like, but I do not agree with, yeah, there are bad adults out there who will make the wrong decisions for kids. But I mean, you have a kid. Would you let your kid make this kind of life-altering decision?
If he's going to be a Jedi, yeah. He thinks he's Doctor Strange now.
Is that his new favorite?
Yeah.
Y'all should watch that new Spider-Man cartoon. It's pretty good.
I can get him to watch it. He doesn't watch everything, but...
What got him into Doctor Strange?
I have no idea. Oh, he had been playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, the one on the...
The third one on the Switch?
Yeah. One is ridiculously hard. I put it on easy, and I was having trouble beating this stupid game.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. Me and Avi played for a while, and I was like, man, I can't play this game.
Yeah, I told Hudson, I was like, you're just going to have to do it. I'm getting frustrated. It was the Doctor Strange fight with Dormammu or whoever it is. Mephisto. Yeah. It's not Mephisto. I think it is Dormammu. So she lights that on fire.
Yeah.
Which she trapped her in there, right?
Yeah, she did. And then all of a sudden, so she thinks she started the fire. What was the point in pushing that thing over?
Drama.
And also, not for nothing, man, but there are all these adults, and a fire starts, and everybody dies.
Isn't like, there an explosion?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's still just like, y'all didn't get out, man.
Yeah. And it's a freaking castle made out of rock.
Yeah.
Evacuate.
Yeah.
They're not
to evacuate.
They're not in little tiki huts or anything.
It's so poorly conceived.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see, I think there was an explosion there.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
You find out at the end, I think.
Yeah.
Not the end of the episode, but...
End of the... There's the... explosion.
A explosion. This is where the... There's... She, like, can't get across. And... Mm-hmm. Saul comes to save her.
Jump over to me. Where's Mama? Oh, they're all right there. Dead. Like, what do you mean? What have you done? But you're the one that lit the freaking thing on fire. And why would that fall?
I don't know.
Yeah, this whole... You have the Force, moron.
He has stopped her from falling on her face so many times.
And they all perfectly died in a little
circle. Yeah, like, right? That, like, it's so bizarre, man. It is so bizarre.
How does he know she's dead? She was just be unconscious.
Like,
and all those little bitty fires, this whole thing is gonna...
Yeah, it's... Not well conceived. Not well executed.
No.
Not well written. There is a version of this story that's really good. This just isn't it. Like, I see, you can see the bones, right? Like, see the structure, see what they're going for. Yeah. And it's just like, this feels like a fan film, like a fan TV show.
Yeah.
Or like one of those old video games that were Star Wars, but weren't really Star Wars. You know, like
the Old Republic.
I mean, yeah, kind of. Or Rebel Assault. Or
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of Star Wars, but like, it's just so terribly written. So, what happened? May started a fire.
Ryan started the fire.
And I don't remember all the details of like what actually happened, but like, he does lie to her.
Yeah.
Like, why would you lie to her? Why would you... Why would... If you're gonna lie, don't lie to her that her sister was an evil little shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know I give Obi-Wan a lot of flack. The one thing Obi-Wan did that I'm just like, I do really understand that. When he could have lied better, but not telling Luke that Vader was his father, I understand why you did that, man. I don't necessarily understand. I do understand it was manipulation to be like, yeah, he betrayed and murdered your father. But I understand why you wouldn't tell him that. Why would you... You think that her sister is dead. Why would you tell her that she started the fire that killed everybody? Huh. There you go. That's Acolyte Episode 3. It's a rough one. Yeah. Go check out everything else we're doing over at xwingfiles.com. We've got, right now there's a new episode of Marvel Fanfare up that I recorded with a new friend, Stephanie, talking about Captain America, Brave New World.
Spoilers?
Here's the thing, Jacob.
Here's the deal.
I think I could tell you the entire plot of this movie and it wouldn't matter. And that makes it sound like a bad thing. I'm just saying, everything you think is going to happen in this movie from the trailer is what happens. There are some surprises, and those are spoilery, But I don't think the surprise, it's not like Deadpool Wolverine where it's like, wait a minute, Blade is in this movie?
Gambit, it's not, Blade, yeah, Electra.
It's not like that, which I guess spoilers for Deadpool Wolverine. But you know, if you didn't know by now, if you didn't see that movie the opening weekend, it was getting spoiled for you. So not that level of spoilers. Because I don't think you can spoil. The big spoiler for this movie, they had to reveal in the trailers because it had already been spoiled. And that's the Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, he literally doesn't show up until the end of the movie. It's a big buildup. And you can tell that they definitely didn't want to link that in the trailers. And then it happened. And then they had to. So it is what it is. But yeah, we had a good time talking about it. And then me and Adam talked a little bit about it on Nerds Ruin Everything. So yeah, go check out all that stuff. Hopefully me and Elizabeth are going to get together and record something soon. So yeah, I don't know. We'll be back next week, I guess, talking about episode 4. Maybe we'll see a Wookiee do something. We won't. Spoilers. We're not gonna. But maybe we will. So, until then, may the Force be with you.
Always.